Season 1, Episode 5. Great morning, everybody! Back again with yours truly, Victorious Victoria, with Human Connections and Networking. Man, oh man, am I fired up about today's hot topic. Mastering the Art of People Skills. So, I've read lots of great books, people skills books, like How to Win Friends and Influence People, The Art of People, etc., and I've done some research on the topic itself. However, the way this article was put together, I thought was very direct, easy to understand. Plus, it has some simple strategies and solutions to help improve your life while dealing with people. It's funny because I'm a financial advisor, right? And so we're definitely in the people business. I talk to a lot of strangers every day to prospect and seek new clients and recruits. So I laugh because I frequently hear people from all types of fields and backgrounds say they hate dealing with people. So let me ask you a question, guys. What if there was a way I could show you how to love dealing with people? If you knew a way to master the art of people skills, would you want to learn? Well, thankfully, there is a solution, but it will take some work. In order to have less frustration and more effective communication in our relationships, it's definitely worth the effort, right? Alright, so because even whether it's a spouse, a boyfriend, girlfriend, coworker, family member, whoever, and be able to enjoy more conversations, I mean, wouldn't that be worth it? Anyhow, so after all, no matter how you slice it, guys, we have to face people each and every day, right? So why not enjoy the experience rather than dread it? So I'm breaking this down into 2 days because it's such an important topic and that in one day won't cut it. So this expert is from a lady who has definitely done her research all the way down to the science, like literally. Her name's Vanessa Edwards. She's a lead investigator of The Science of People, author of the national best-selling book Captivate, creator of the People School, and behavioral investigator. Excuse me. So hopefully you guys find this topic as cool as I do and implement a minimum of at least 2 out of the 10 essential people skills you need to succeed. So today we're going to go over the first 5, and tomorrow we'll do the last 5. So don't miss part 2, okay? All right, so it says people skills are an essential part of work, life, and social success. When you have strong people skills, you are better able to pitch yourself, overcome social anxiety, communicate your ideas, and influence others positively. What are people skills? People skills are the tools you use to communicate and interact effectively with others. Individuals with strong people skills are able to predict behavior, relate to others, and socialize easily. People skills also are known as soft skills, interpersonal skills, social skills, emotional intelligence, and interpersonal intelligence. People skills science. Researchers define people as 3 sets of abilities. First, someone's personal effectiveness. As a people skill, personal effectiveness is all about how you come across to others. Are you able to pitch yourself? Can you communicate clearly? Can you get what you need from others? Someone with strong personal effectiveness typically also has a memorable first impression and a confident presence with the people they meet. This is the ultimate soft skills list. Read through the following people skills and examine your own interpersonal strengths and weaknesses. Here at the Science of People Lab, we have found 10 skills that come up over and over again with highly effective individuals. Guys, ready? People skill number 1, socially assertive. Do you stand up for yourself in social situations? Do you feel confident interacting with others? Are you assertive with your social needs? Social assertiveness is essential for conserving social energy. People with low social assertiveness feel out of control in social situations, are addicted to pleasing, have more toxic people in their lives, People with high social assertiveness are able to establish boundaries, stand up for their needs, tell people no. Action step. Extroverts, ambiverts, and introverts all have different levels of social energy. Figure out if you're an extrovert, introvert, or ambivert so you can spend your social energy effectively. People skill number two. Craft a memorable presence. Your presence has a direct relationship with your ability to create lasting personal relationships and build a network. If you have a strong presence, people gravitate towards you, remember you better, and are more likely to work with you. People with a weak presence struggle to get clients or make friends, frequently deal with people forgetting their name, feel awkward in many social interactions. People with a memorable presence leave a lasting first impression, have a robust network, and quickly build rapport. So action step, learn how to be interesting. I think everyone has the potential to be fascinating. We just don't always know how. You can go to the website, guys, www.scienceofpeople.com to learn the 5 steps to be more interesting if you want to know more about that. All right, so people skill number 3, be a master communicator. Do you enjoy public speaking and presenting? Specifically, are you comfortable communicating your ideas to large groups? Master communicators know how to present themselves and effectively get their message across. Poor communicators tend to think they are unworthy of attention, avoid sharing their ideas, cannot buy into their own opinions, are underappreciated for their hard work. Master communicators excel at public speaking, presenting, communicating big ideas to big groups. So action step. I would love to show you how to master public speaking. Most people think this is a skill you cannot learn. Not true. Anyone can learn to be a master communicator. So you can start with their video on how to work a stage like a pro. It's on YouTube and it's called People School. Okay, anyways. People skill number 4. Sustain lasting confidence. Do you ever feel socially anxious? Everyone feels a little bit of nervousness in some social situations. But the question is, can you overcome your social anxiety? People who can sustain lasting confidence are able to conquer their shyness and avoid awkwardness. They might have internal strategies or mantras to get them through their anxiety, or they have socialized enough to overcome any nervous tendencies. People with high social anxiety avoid social situations, even if they would be beneficial to the career goals. They feel awkward and trapped, get stuck in their own head during interactions and conversations. People who can sustain social confidence are able to excel in most social situations, feel awkward and are not able to overcome it. Feel more excited than anxious when socializing. Action step. Do you have social anxiety? Make sure you know the signs and symptoms and use our tips to conquer it. People skill number 5. Be an excellent conversationalist. How do you get past small talk? In my book, Captive, I talk about the big idea of big talk. This is when you leveled up boring, predictable small talk into deep, memorable conversation. I believe that most interactions happen in 3 levels. The first 5 minutes. This is your first impression, and when you decide if someone is worth getting to know, it can happen professionally, romantically, or socially. This level is the front door. Can you get invited into someone's inner circle? The next one, the first 5 hours. Once you have made it past the first level, you get to have a first meeting, first phone call, or first date. This is when you move past from impressions into rapport building. The third one, the first 5 days. This is a final level. You want people in this level who you would be happy to do a weekend road trip with. is the ultimate level of trust and connection. This could be romantic with a partner, but it could also be a long-term business partner or best friend. Conversation is the key to moving up these three levels. People who struggle with conversation, run out of things to say, do not know how to open a conversation with someone, and have lots of awkward silences. Master conversationalists know how to engage in memorable conversation and keep it going, can easily get past small talk into big talk. Use conversation as a tool for everything from rapport building to socializing to flirting to sales.
Wow! Wasn't that some off-the-hook info so far? Boom shakalaka. All right, awesome. So you know you can't miss part two, right? All right, so how to master the art of people skills. You guys are so beautiful and awesome. Thanks again, and as always, have a fantastic, blessed day. Bye.